For upperclassmen, it's a rite of passage. For educators and families, it's nothing more than abuse. A recent case happened this spring at UW-Stevens Point. The school's dance team was investigated after photos appeared on a Facebook.com site titled Dance Team Initiation. The pictures showed freshmen in sexually suggestive poses with male students and downing so-called jello shots.
As far as anyone can determine, this is the first time we've had an allegation of hazing with any student organization at the university.
Bob Tomlinson is Vice Chancellor of Students Affairs at UW-Stevens Point. He says after some review, a student conduct panel concluded that the initiation did not constitute hazing, since some students who refused to participate were still allowed on the dance team. The group was still put on 6 months probation due to some underage drinking. Tomlinson says university administrators make it clear to student groups that there are strict policies against such initiations.
We will not tolerate or condone any kind of behavior that, you know, gets into hazing. If there's any kind of a ritual that a student has to perform in order to become a member of an organization that's demeaning, degrading, despicable, that is unacceptable.
Wisconsin state law forbids hazing, with offenses ranging from a misdemeanor if a person is injured to a criminal act if an initiate is severely injured or dies. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.